We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. I'm Jim Galante. I'm here with Dustin Hawkinsmith. And quarter number four, we are going to look way, way ahead, Dustin. We're going to take a look at some of the Penn State players who we might see getting their name called next year in the NFL draft. And, you know, I took a look at the roster, and I was surprised. I took the depth chart from the spring, and I just started highlighting names that I thought could be a possibility. There were a lot of names.
There were. And I think, to a certain extent, even in the 2020 draft class, that we had the peak of recruiting for Penn State really began with the 2021 draft eligibility. And there are a couple big names at the top of that list, but there's also a bunch of really intriguing other names as well. And that's what we'll get into is 2021. I think even beyond, if we have time for some guys who won't be draft eligible next year, but who are intriguing young talents, you know, you'll see, maybe a peak in Penn State's NFL production starting next year.
I think so. And there's names that there are guys who are out of eligibility, and then there are some guys that we think are obviously going to go, and then there are the guys who, well, may surprise us and go. Anyway, let's start at the top. And any conversation about Penn State football players in the draft next year has to start with Micah Parsons, right?
Absolutely, and for good reason. I saw some early odds came out that made him the favorite to be the first defensive player off the board. So it's not just us. It's not just speculation. There's real talk out there, and you know, along those lines, it would be stunning if 2020, if or when that season is played, is not his last year at Penn State.
Yeah, there's no doubt in my mind. This is his last season. I think it just becomes a question of where he goes. But he is such a unique, special talent that we saw his capability at linebacker, but we also saw what just his God-given talent that the guy has. It's very unique. It's freakish, and he's definitely a first-round draft pick. It's just a question of how high he goes.
Let's use Isaiah Simmons, the Clemson linebacker, as a baseline for Micah, which I think that's fair. You know, Isaiah Simmons, it doesn't get a whole lot freakier than him athletically, but I think Micah's going to have better film, and he's going to have more of a sense of purpose for where he can play at the next level. There are questions about what Isaiah Simmons, where he fit in an NFL defense. I think there's going to be fewer questions about where Micah fits. And you saw Simmons go number 8 overall. It just is going to kind of come down to what his last dose of film is, how he tests in a combine setting, and whether freakish attributes, which Micah is going to have some of those too, wins the day, or whether, you know, you look at a real fit, you know, as an outside linebacker at the NFL level. I think Micah Parsons is going to make the grade. I would anticipate his next year of film is going to show him blowing up a lot more offenses. Think about what you saw from him in the Cotton Bowl and project that out over his junior year. If he has a full year of film just like that, without question to me, he's a top 10 pick.
Yeah, he's no doubt near the top of the list. All right, because we have a lot of names. Let's move on. The next one I have up is Pat Freiermuth, the tight end, who actually could have gone, was eligible last year to go if he wanted to, chose to come back for one more year. He's got to be near the top of the list at tight end, Dustin.
Yeah, you talk about an easy, smooth athlete who's got all the size you want, who's got all the quickness, the body control, the hands, the confidence. He's the full package at tight end. And I can't recall when the first tight end went off the board this year, but there are first round caliber prospects. And I think, you know, scouts and general managers are going to like what they see on film. They're going to like his eagerness and willingness to be a blocker, to do some of that dirty work. You know, he's not a glorified wide receiver. He is a true blue tight end who should have a big junior year and should at least be in the conversation for that first round. Maybe either way, he's an early round pick. He'll have some work to do to prove that he's a first round caliber talent. And that a lot of that work will probably come down to how he tests. Will either validate what he does on film or not. And I think he'll test well also.
Okay. I want to now just throw names at you, Dustin, and get your reaction.
Yeah.
Running back Journey Brown.
I expect him to have a big redshirt junior year and to be in a spot where he's got to consider going off to the NFL. I think his long speed, what you saw him develop over time, the instincts at that position that he's honing, for him to play as fast, and this is Jaywon Sider a couple of weeks ago saying that for him to play as fast as he runs on, you know, in terms of track speed. I think he's the real deal. And I would predict at this point that he goes off to the NFL after his redshirt junior year, and he's in contention for an early round pick.
I agree. All right. Here's one for you. Center Michael Mennett, who is in his fifth and final season at Penn State.
So, I mean, clearly, you know, a five-star athlete coming out of the Reading area. Athletically, he makes the grade. I think he's built exactly the way that you want a center to be built, where he's not overly bulky. He can move a little bit. He can do all the things you ask of him. He's going to have a lot of experience on film. I think, as I mentioned, he's going to be athletic enough to be a consideration early for teams. That's just a spot center and or guard that doesn't typically lend itself to first round picks or anything like that. But if he has a really big redshirt senior year, he's going to be on the radar of NFL teams because there aren't a lot of true centers that come out of college. You saw one center, Cesar Ruiz from Michigan go in the first round. Yeah. So there are some possibilities there. I would expect, certainly he's going to be drafted, but there's a wide range of outcomes, I think, as far as where he gets drafted.
And they don't draft those pure centers very often. There's not many of them that are drafted. So just from the first one being drafted to the second, it might be a couple rounds. It might be one in the first round. Then you don't see another one to the third round. So there could be a lot of variation there. All right, here's what I'm going to do, Dustin. I'm going to put three defensive backs together. They're all in their last season of eligibility. And you let me know what you think their NFL chances are. And that's Tariq Castro Fields, Jaquan Brisker, and Lamont Wade.
I think Tariq Castro Fields is going to be the most appealing just because of what his frame is like. How he's going to check more boxes than the other guys, I believe. Lamont Wade is just a bulldog. I don't think him being 5'9" really hurts him a lot in the NFL draft evaluations. I think you're going to see a pretty spectacular year of film from him as a senior. I thought you started to see that more and more and more in the second half of last season. I think he's a little bit better draft prospect than Jaquan Brisker. I think Brisker, you know, for me to project, this is amateur opinion. I see him as a late round or borderline undrafted guy, where both Castro Fields and Lamont Wade, I would guess that they're both drafted. They're not what I would call premium prospects at cornerback and safety respectively, but they're really good players. And I think they're athletic and they have the physical attributes necessary to fall under that umbrella and be picked in the NFL draft.
Okay, a couple more interesting names here for you. How about left tackle Rashid Walker? If he went, he would be leaving early, but a good left tackle, Dustin, they're in demand.
Yeah, and I wouldn't blame him if he goes through that exploratory process and gets a early round grade if he were to go. Now, redshirt sophomore offensive lineman, I don't think it's a common thing for a player like that to go. But if he's got, I don't know, whatever it ends up being, 27, 28 starts under his belt and he's pretty dominant as a redshirt sophomore, which is in the realm of possibility, then he could explore that. I would object that he's back for another year. Penn State could really use him coming back for another year, but he's good enough and athletic enough, and he's got all the size requirements. I think his feet are, I think stuff like that, they're going to review that favorably. It's possible, but I think it's more likely in my eyes that he leaves as a redshirt junior and has a chance to be a high pick as well.
Okay, I'm going to stay on the offensive line for one more guy. How about C.J. Thorpe?
I think he's got to put together at least 1 year of pretty dominant film. He's got to prove that he's adept as a pass blocker. That's something that we've heard over and over and over again is a work in progress. Came from a run heavy offense, so that's not a big surprise. But you look at his size and his aggression and his power, you know, there's a lot of good stuff to like there. I think the only thing that's missing is him in a spotlight position to start and to play close to 100% of the team snaps over the course of a full year and to prove it on film. And that's where he's at. He needs to prove it. If he has a big year, he could leave early. But to me, it feels like a stretch to pick that right now. I would anticipate he's back for another year after this one.
Okay, I've got another name for you that I'm not sure a lot of people are thinking this way, but I'm going to throw it out there for you. Sean Clifford at quarterback. Could he have that kind of big year, especially if Penn State could get over the hump, make it to the playoffs? Sean Clifford's going to have a big year for that to happen. What do you think?
Is he all that different from Joe Burrow athletically? You know, just looking at arm strength, quickness. You know, he might even be a little bit faster than Joe Burrow, I think. But he needs to, you know, what separated Joe Burrow was a monster production, 60 touchdown passes last year, record-breaking production. I also think that it was easy to see the it factor, the way that he was able to stay cool and calm and composed in the pocket. Those are all the types of things that Sean Clifford is going to have to demonstrate if he wants to get over the hump and be anywhere near where NFL teams felt about Joe Burrow. There's a long way to go. I don't expect that to happen as a redshirt junior. Maybe it happens as a redshirt senior. Again, I keep saying this about these guys, but there are certain things that are within the realm of possibility if he has a big year with Kirk Ciarca, which, you know, Tanner Morgan did it last year. I think Sean Clifford has more special athletic attributes than Tanner Morgan does. So if it all comes together for him, I think the key for him, cool, calm, composed, making better, faster decisions, delivering the ball with more consistency because he's got accuracy. I think he's got some good things working for him. Long way to go. I think he leaves as a redshirt senior, not as a redshirt junior. We'll see. We'll continue to have this conversation about Penn State in the future. For now, that's it for this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Be sure to check us out, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com and the Keystone Sports app.
So what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma or the crisp, clean finish that all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Everyone knows AAA gives you peace of mind when you're out on the road. But did you know you get other perks as well? Besides providing reliable roadside service for over 100 years, AAA also provides great discounts on entertainment, prescriptions, rental cars, hotels, insurance, and so much more. Take advantage of everything AAA has to offer. Purchase, renew, or upgrade your membership today at AAA.com.
This is Jim Galante with the Keystone Sports Network. We know there are a lot more important things going on than whether there are any sports. But we'd like to give you a little break from everything else happening in our world with some Penn State football talk. College football will come back. In the meantime, we hope you enjoy the Keystone Kickoff Show. Find all our shows at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the app Keystone Sports. Stay safe, and thanks for listening.